there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And Cam Akers, boy, I'll tell you, the Rams are saying, oh, thank God he's back. Just a big play to get a first down for the Rams. Unfortunately, it's going to come back, but he is showing some dynamic playmaking now, really getting back to the player he was before his injury, which means bad news for the rest of the NFC. The
Rams five and a half months, man. Five and a half months.
Long time, buddy. Here he is. Here he is, man. I'm telling you, how good do I feel right now about Rams-Packers NFC Championship game? Oh, I feel good, Mike Harmon. I feel good.
You can't stop Jimmy G, but we'll get to that.
So it's 31-11 right now. Rams lead the Cardinals with just over 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's been a miserable night for Kyler Murray and a phenomenal night so far for Matthew Stafford, but still 9 minutes left to go. We'll keep you updated on this. Again, the Rams enjoying a 31-11 lead. But good news from this game. We told you about the big scary hit Buda Baker of the Cardinals took trying to make a tackle on Cam Akers inside the 5 yard line. And it was a Cam Akers lowers his shoulder and Buda Baker lowers his shoulder and Buda Baker clearly got the worst of that collision. You watch Baker go down and kind of flop around a little bit, looking like he lost control of his extremities a bit and maybe knocked unconscious. It was a really scary injury. And the good news is that he does have movement in his extremities. It is a concussion. He is obviously out for the game. But the good news, obviously, in this situation is he does have movement in his extremities. And so it looks like from that perspective, he's going to be okay.
Good.
And, you know, I know there's a lot of attention on Cam Akers after the play. He gets up and he walks by and he goes, stay down, stay down. Like he
well,
knew
he kind of said the too small.
Yeah. Right,
too
you're too
small.
Small right, you're too small.
There.
Right,
yeah, yeah.
And that's just. I mean, clearly Cam Akers didn't know what was going on with Buda Baker. He didn't see what happened. He knew he ran over Buda Baker, went down, got up, and Baker was lying down, and it was one of those. Yeah, I got you. There's no way Cam Akers knew what was going on with Buda Baker. There's just no way. Does it look bad? Yeah, it really does look bad, but I really don't think he knew what went on with him. And look, he's going to get that. It's going to happen for a bit, but I've seen that replay of Akers walking by him now a bunch of times, and I really don't think there's any way he knew. He didn't stop to look. He just looked down at him, did the too small, stay down, and kept walking. It's not like he watched him all the way through,
right.
Saw he wasn't moving, put his hands over. So, look, we'll hear from him after the game, obviously, but I know he's getting a lot of push right now, but I don't think he knew.
Yeah, I don't think he had any clue in the moment. Maybe a minute later, you look back and realize, okay, this is much more severe, but in the moment, it's just, hey, I got the better of you. And a lot of times, you know, offense or defense, you get, you know, the wrong end of a hit like that. You stay down a moment, collect your thoughts. Maybe you're hurt. Maybe you're not. I mean, we've seen it both ends. And certainly we're glad to hear that, you know, it's, well, concussions are nothing to dismiss, that at least you have the movement in the extremities. So it would appear that the worst of it has passed by. So,
Twitter at How About a Fresca? Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Again, we'll keep you updated on this throughout the night tonight. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that's why Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match limitations. They do apply. Well, we talked a few minutes ago about the final play of the Dallas Cowboys game and how when things like this happen to teams like the Cowboys, we get rule changes, right? We get rule changes in Major League Baseball when things happen to the Yankees. And while the game ended fairly for Dallas, it ended the way it should be, is it really right that an official has trouble spotting a ball and the game ends that way? Not really. And it happened to the Cowboys, so we could wind up getting a rule change. But the other part of this is that, and this is what's driven me crazy, Mike, the last 24 hours, is that all the criticism of, why did the Cowboys just throw a Hail Mary? What are they doing running the ball and trying to, why don't they throw a Hail Mary? There's 14 seconds left. This is such a load of crap. Right? Because what this is this is the worst part of media and social media, where it was no matter what decision the Cowboys made, if it didn't result in a touchdown, people were going to say that was the wrong move. Because I guarantee you, if the Cowboys with 14 seconds left try to throw two Hail Marys, the same people that are going, what are they trying to run with Dak running for a first down? There's so much, not much time left. The same people are saying, why are the Cowboys throwing two Hail Marys? You had 14 seconds. Try to run a play to get down to the 25-yard line and then run to the end. That's such a load of crap, because that's exactly what would have happened. This is, I don't really have an opinion one way or the other, but whatever they do, I'm going to say is wrong. Everybody would want their team with 14 seconds left. You run a play. You try to get down and you spike the football and you try to get one more play. And if Dak Prescott handed the ball to the official doesn't trip, they spike the ball, they have one more play from the 25-yard line. Now, does it mean it's going to be a touchdown? You still need to make a play from the 25-yard line. But the fact is, the Cowboys made the right decision. We can get up the middle and get a bunch of yards and not just force a chuck up in the air for a final play or two for a Hail Mary. Cowboys made the right call. It just didn't work out. It happens. Time runs out. That's what happens at the end of football games. Most teams lose games that are close because time runs out. It's not like this is a new thing where, boy, I thought the first team to 30 was going to win, but look, the time ran out. No, this is how it goes, and the games have ended this way, but it's the Dallas Cowboys, and we always want to say what they did is wrong, and what the Cowboys did, this, what Mike McCarthy did was wrong, and Dak Prescott stinks, and all's wrong. But the call right there, I mean, we get to Dak Prescott, but the call right there, yeah, that was a fine call to make, and it just, they missed it by a second. That happens in the NFL.
See, I'm feeling like it's a mean Gene Okerlund kind of opening, and that I'm going to be the wrestler crashing in to, well, talk about Dak Prescott in a moment. But as for the play itself, obviously, we're all watching it going, all right, how are they getting to the edge? Are they, because they were able to move the ball pretty fast. So, you know, bad job by San Francisco in the way they played defense on the first three plays of that drive. All right, very easy for the Cowboys to get the first down, chunk yardage, and get out of bounds. And then you have this play call. And you can't even argue, hey, the 49ers defender didn't lay on top of Dak too long or anything. It just comes down to the officials. But I think by that point in the game, to your point, the expectations for this offense, right? You do it all the time. Look, it's Zeke and Pollard. Zeke, who averaged, what, 1 yard per carry before contact? That's not good. The offensive line and all the false starts. Like, there's so many other reasons that they lost, but to have it come down to the final minute just makes it better theater, and really you get to pull out the bullhorn and do one of those Bart Simpson where he connected like 97 of them and then licked his lips and went, testing, and then everything broke. That's kind of what this final minute was here, is that it was all building up all day of, look how inefficient this is. Look at the dumb penalty after dumb penalty. And I say that, I don't like usually throwing out the word dumb, but that many pre-snap penalties, you're a professional football team, for crying out loud. Come on now. And that's on both sides of the ball. You understand what a neutral zone is, I think, once you get to playing professional football. But all of it mounting and setting up that type of ending, sure, as soon as it didn't work, it became the, all right, here's the 37 different variations of what I would have done. Yeah. And now I get to cut and paste the three paragraphs that I'd already written about firing anybody whose name isn't Quinn.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Now, look, this is the big thing about the Cowboys, and I can already sense the theme of the night tonight is going to be, what quarterbacks do we need to start recalibrating what their ceiling is and what they can accomplish in their NFL careers, right? Why did the Cowboys lose this game? Because everything I've told you about Dallas is true. They can't grind out wins when they can't be front runners. When Dallas can get 14 points in the first quarter and Dak can go up and down the field, that offense is humming along and there's nothing they can't do, right? They're feeling confident. They're feeling great. They can make all the plays. They're running downhill. Oh, it's sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows for the Cowboys. But when things get difficult, they can't grind out games. Once the Niners got up 10-0, I said, crap, I'm going to miss picking this game because the Niners are going to win, because the Niners were able to punch the Cowboys in the face and the Cowboys struggled to get back into the game and move the football because they can't grind games out. They can't do it. And the thing that stands in their way is how they measure and how good they think Dak Prescott is as a quarterback. Dak is in year 7. Not year 2, not year 3, not a great rookie year. He is in year 7. He's a good quarterback. He has a lot of talent around him. He is not Tom Brady. He is not Aaron Rodgers. He is not Patrick Mahomes. He is not a quarterback that is going to will you to victory. He is not someone that's going to say, hey, in a week and a game, that's a big game that we can't get anything going, I will do it. I will get out of the pocket and make plays with my legs. I will make the throws into tight windows. He's not that guy. He's someone who will succeed when he's got a lot of great weapons around him. He's got a great offensive line. He's got two good running backs. He's got three good receivers. Yeah, when things go okay, he'll go okay. Okay, but he's not that kind of quarterback. He is not special enough. This doesn't mean that Dak Prescott's never going to get to a Super Bowl, but when you need it all to go right to win, is Dak, maybe if he makes it to one, that's a successful career for him? Because he's good, but he's not special. You look at the quarterbacks that make it and move on in the playoffs, they're all teams that have quarterbacks that can make big plays. Josh Allen, I know, is going to make a big play when it comes down to it. Russell Wilson, when the Seahawks are good, as I know, is going to make a big play when it comes down to it. I know what's going to happen for him. I know what's going to happen for Rodgers. I know what's going to happen for Brady. I know what's going to happen for Mahomes. It's not going to happen with Dak Prescott because he's not special enough. He's good, and I'm not saying he's not. And you're paying a guy $42 million, $1 million, you want a little bit more than, yeah, he's good because he has guys around him that when they score right out of the gate in the game, they can play well. But he's not special. They can't grind it. So to think what Dak's ceiling is, if he gets to one Super Bowl, that may be overachieving. Because there's no way in year seven, with the team that he has had and the offenses he's had and the weapons he's had, he hasn't gotten close to one. So is he going to get there? Probably not. And if he gets to one, that's about all you can expect. But if you told me Dak Super Bowls for his career and you put the over-under at a half, I'm going to take the under.
My guy, you are preaching to the choir. This is what I've been standing, caged, waiting since this game ended to be saying. Remember when for 2 years, as everybody said, they're going to regret not paying this guy? And I'm like, if they decided he wasn't their guy yet, and they want to take their time with franchise tags or whatever, then they're not convinced. And you know what? Maybe they were right to not be convinced, to not to acquiesce. And his telling statement, and we haven't even addressed it at all, talking about trash being thrown and, oh, it's awful, whatever, and then it was at the officials in, you know, even more or less, well, okay then, more or less. Like, that tells you all you need to know. You played a craptastic game. Talked about all the penalties, the near misses, the assembly of talent on both sides of the ball. Dan Quinn, who, if you listen to reports, could basically sit there and be the freaking bachelor with the number of people that want him to come and be their coach. And this is the end game? This is what you have with that great assembly of talent and him as your trigger man? Look, the ankle doesn't stand up anymore, right? You can't use that as an excuse. He played. Shoulder, all of the stuff in the beginning of the season, it doesn't matter. You played. You got to this point. And then to have that effort and then add on top of that in basically endorsing the trash bag effort of your fans throwing stuff at an official and trying to make that part of the excuse and them the scapegoat. No, the under is coming in. You're never winning with this guy. He is the weekend's biggest loser.
Now look, could I see the Cowboys 1 year getting all of it right and getting there? Yeah, because that's what happened with the Panthers and Cam Newton. 1 year it all went right and they had home field and Cam got there, but then that was it. Can I see that potentially for him? Yeah, I'm not going to say the Cowboys can't, because look, the Cowboys have clearly done a good job putting talent together. Any team that puts talent together, okay, I always feel good about. But, I mean, you look at what happens to them. You look at how easily they go from a team that 2 weeks in a row looked like this is the best offense in the NFL, and then it's, boy, this team looks like they're going to have trouble even scoring 16 points. And then it gets to the playoffs, and you know what happens. And Dak had a very subpar game, and they couldn't put points up on the board. He's just not that good, and Dallas has misjudged what his ceiling is. I mean, I'll take under. Is Dak ever going to make a Super Bowl? I don't say never, but if you're asking me to bet and put my money on, I will say he will end his career with zero Super Bowls. And we'll look at him and go, boy, he kind of did what Romo did. He put up a lot of stats, and it was exciting, and the Cowboys stayed America's team, but in the end, the Cowboys are going, oh, how many playoff wins have we had since Barry Switzer resigned as the head coach? We're still going to be having those conversations.
Psst, wasn't he your MVP?
He had it. I told you, beginning of the season, he had everything he needed to be the MVP. He had the attention. He had the contract. He had the storyline. He had a great offense. He had everything, and Dak still couldn't take advantage of that.
And you blew it.
He had it all. He blew it. I'm telling you, you could have walked in backwards, Jack, from Vegas, but you blew it. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If you're having trouble starting your car, AutoZone will test your battery for free and help you find the issue so you don't spend money on parts you don't need. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply, so get in the zone, AutoZone. Coming up next, I'm going to ask a question that I asked and answered at the midway point of the season, but apparently, Mike Harmon, this needs to be asked and answered again. So, I am okay with that. It's like this is your, there's a test tomorrow, and the class before tomorrow is going to be a review. Right? Just so you know, this is what's going to be covered on the test tomorrow. So, it was asked and answered, but now it needs to be asked and answered again. How does that
sound? Okay, let's try it.
We got it. It's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
You blew it!
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Well, we are getting down to the end at SoFi, and the Rams are going on in the next round of the playoffs. The final score is going to be 34-11 as the clock ticks down. Matthew Stafford and the Rams, an incredibly dominant performance over Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. We're going to have more on this game coming up in about 5 minutes. But Mike, let me just say this, because you know there was a question I had coming off the games from this weekend that I'm still trying to figure out, because I was told by so many people in the middle of the season, so many people that couldn't wait to say glowing things about this one player, and I'm kind of surprised.
Are you doing your half-assed New England Patriots nonsense again?
Is this where
you're going?
No, it's that I was told that Mac Jones was going to be better and already was better than Tom Brady at his age. Some of the things he was doing was amazing, like finding receivers when they're open by 10 yards. Some of the things he was doing was so far advanced to what Tom Brady was able to do. I mean, he was yards and yards ahead of Tom Brady by this point in his career. I don't understand, because what happened was the second part of the season happened. And I said that Mac Jones is just a guy. And when he throws 190 yards and two touchdowns, it's not an unbelievable game. It's just an okay game. And Mac Jones, the last 6 weeks, was 7 touchdowns and 7 picks. Zach Wilson was better than Mac Jones the last 7 weeks of the season. It's true. You may not
like
it.
Well, it's easy to play with no pressure.
But right, it is. But still, you know, look, Zach Wilson had
everybody
trouble.
Just got to throw. Hey, you know what, Zach? Just get the ball off without taking a sack.
Yeah, but the thing is, Zach Wilson and Mac Jones don't know different ways to play the game yet. Like, Zach Wilson's still playing every game like this is BYU in a bowl game. He doesn't know. Hey, okay, certain games I don't want to get hurt. I need to progress.
I'm
need
joking,
to do things.
But,
yeah, no, I get it.
But for Mac Jones, obviously,
he was better.
There's different game plans. There's different times where, hey, we need you to throw the ball, and other times, hey, if Buffalo's going to continue to shoot themselves in the foot, we're just going to keep handing the ball off, and let's just keep doing this and bludgeoning. So whenever you start doing, you know, dollar cost averaging and all and everything, we always have to take that one with a grain of salt. Stephon Diggs or Dawson Knox makes one play, and Mac Jones actually has to throw the ball, and maybe there's another piece for the evaluation process. To your point, I thought he played fine. I mean, they were bad all around. They just got obliterated against the Bills. They were not in the same class. And the fact that someone then asked Bill Belichick about, you know, is it, you know, safe to say that you'll be back for another? I was like, yeah, you can assume that, or something to that effect, right? The usual glib one-liner. But yeah, I think Mac Jones will be fine. I think, you know, as we talked with Jason Lockenfora earlier, you know, Jonnu Smith was nothing. It's kind of like watching the Arizona offense out here tonight. Do you have a number one receiver? No. I mean, Kendrick Bourne was good in spots, but do you really have a number one? You spent $15 million on Nelson Aguilar. Did you really see him as anything more than a 2B player in his career? No. But all of a sudden, because he's the highest paid guy, there's your number one. Go get it. So not exactly a perfect roster, and that sounds like excuse making, but it's still, you know, in year one, getting to the playoffs, I think you'll take that when it seemed like you were going to be in a long rebuild in the post-Tom Brady world.
Yeah, no, but you're right. It was a big jump for the Patriots, because I told you they would improve their roster this year and Belichick would have. I thought they'd go to the AFC title game. They made the playoffs. Okay. But they peaked in the game against Buffalo, and that's why I picked Buffalo this week. I didn't think Buffalo would do what they did against them. But for Mac Jones, and it's not like, oh, Mac Jones lost the game. Look, Buffalo pitched a perfect game. 7 drives, 7 touchdowns. Yeah, I mean, in a kneel down.
Not a whole lot you can do there.
But I told you, in the middle of the season, Mac Jones is a game manager. I get that the media so wants him to be Tom Brady that, you know, when the daytime shows, I laugh and I cringe that you think you're out there. You know, these are people that played football for a living. They're like, Mac Jones is doing things that Tom Brady never did. What are you talking about, man? He's a game manager. He's in the middle of the pack when it comes to quarterback rating, right? He threw 22 touchdowns this year. He threw for 3,800 yards. He doesn't throw for 4,000 yards when everybody throws for 4,000 yards. He's limited. His ceiling is limited. He's just a guy. He's not great. He's not going to win passing titles. He's not suddenly going to throw for 40 touchdowns. He's going to be Aaron Rodgers. He's just a guy. He's a game manager. The attention was overblown. And you look at all the talk after the game. You just said, oh, well, Jonnu Smith wasn't there. You're really going to sit here and tell me if Jonnu Smith was that, it's his fault. It's not Mac Jones.
No. But my point is, here's the money you spent, and did you spend it wisely? Right? Mm. So you took shots, and then the roster construction clearly is not, at least on the offensive side. Who scares you in that offense? The run game when it's working well? Right? Pass catchers, Hunter Henry. I mean, congratulations. He stayed healthy through a season. So that was the back and forth, because Frostburg tried to get all chesty in the back and forth that Hunter Henry had with Mac Jones at the end of the game. And, you know, I had to shoot back, you know, hey, Mac Jones could say, if you'd stayed healthy, you would have been catching passes from Justin Herbert this year. But that's a whole other thing for another time. Sorry, Frostburg, had to air it out. It is what it is. We must chuckle at one another. No, I think he's a guy with some upside. I don't think the ceiling's as high. But remember, for all their big accomplishments, when you start talking about yardage and touchdowns, right now Mac Jones is only down 1-0. To a couple of the quarterbacks you mentioned on that list.
Well,
for the things that matter.
When all the talk is that, oh, you got right after, well, you got to get Mac Jones more weapons. Okay, did we ever really talk about, boy, Tom Brady doesn't have enough weapons. Aaron Rodgers doesn't have enough weapons. No, the great question.
No, that was the barking point for Aaron Rodgers for the last year.
For most of his lapdogs
in the media, that was the thing. It's like, oh, no, look it, they don't give him any help at all. You got Davante Adams, who you could argue is the best receiver in the game, and a bunch of guys that they've drafted in the second or third round after time. But
Bill
Schroeder's got nothing.
All those guys, James Lofton, they got some good guys there. No, look, when the first thought is, oh, Mac Jones is so great, but you got to go get him weapons. No, that's not the case now. You wouldn't have to worry about getting weapons if he was that great. So I wish people would just stop, because it was ridiculous when it was overblown, but nobody could contain themselves. Boy, I think we'll get clicks if I say Mac Jones is the greatest rookie quarterback in NFL history, right? Justin Herbert had 10 times the rookie year that Mac Jones had last year, but because it was New England, and it was after Tom Brady. Please let him beat Tom Brady. Like, people were lighting candles and worshiping at the altar. He's just a guy, right? He's a guy. Can he win if you put guys around him? Yeah. You know who else can win if you put guys around him? Anybody else starting in the National Football League. If you put good players around him, they can win.
Hey, tell Dak Prescott that. I don't have a microphone.
Dak
it's
Prescott.
A little further away right now, but I'm going to do
Dak
this.
Dak Prescott. Yeah, if you drop your microphone, you're going to break it.
Well, it's a headset, so I can't. Yeah, I do have this other one that's pretty nice, but it's pretty expensive, sure one. I'd rather not, you know, drop that to the ground, because that could be bad.
All right. No, don't do that, because they'll make you pay. Fox will make you pay for it. 100%.
Oh, no, this was one I own.
That
would have been my own.
Okay.
Be money out of my pocket, which is more important to me to not lose. Yeah.
But I just want people, but I thought Mac Jones was Tom Brady, so I want people to please explain to me in the middle of the season why that was the case. I really want that. I want that.
I just wish he could have played some defense on Saturday.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mike check. Mike check.
Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Well, I have to say, after this game, Mike Harmon, I am feeling pretty awesome about my preseason NFC Championship game, Packers-Rams. I'm feeling so great about it. I'm feeling great about the Packers. I'm feeling great about the Rams, even though they got to go play the Bucks. Oh, no, no, no. I am feeling particularly awesome right now. And I have to, because I feel absolutely crappy about the AFC, where neither team that I picked is no longer alive in the playoffs. So let's focus on the positives and not the fact I picked the Patriots and the Browns.
Well, I had KC playing San Francisco for at least one more week.
You're good.
I'm alive and well. And
the
let
Joe
me tell
Montana
you.
Bowl.
Well, what was funny, though, is watching KC in Pittsburgh, and this is about as much time as we'll spend on this game, maybe a little bit on Ben Roethlisberger as the night goes on. But, I mean, look, they fought for a bit, right? TJ Watt with the touchdown, and it's like, wow, this is kind of crazy. And then, you know, at my signal, unleash hell. And then all of a sudden it started raining down, including the fat guy touchdown, which I'm still wondering how that's not some kind of penalty when you literally, with both arms, throw your defender to the ground like it's a hip toss in the WWE parlance. But that's all fine and good. That's the 11th fat guy touchdown, offensive lineman touchdown, in the last 2 months. But Kansas City suddenly rolling. San Francisco, as we talked about, it ain't always going to be pretty. But as long as I got Debo Samuel, I got a chance. Now they just need to figure out how to do whatever the hell the Rams did for Cam Akers to Nick Bosa in 6 days to make sure he gets out of the concussion protocol and everything else and is ready to go. Because without him, it's going to be interesting. Although the Cowboys were, you know, able to play against 49ers defense that didn't have him for much of the second half. And, well, you saw how that played out. But interesting next weekend ahead of us here, buddy. I mean, there's just some chaos still involved. And, you know, my Buffalo Bills, Mitch Trubisky got some playoff action.
Yeah, but listen, I know. Okay, listen.
Hey, man, just people in my timeline all day long saying, all right, well, no, because you had a couple of players in their exit interviews, again, extending Pittsburgh for another moment.
Sure, yeah.
In my timeline, there was an awful lot of, well, if all the players are saying whoever they bring in will be the quarterback, they were all starting to stand going, can we just have Trubisky and be done with it? It's either him or Jimmy G. Who are we getting? Which one's, which one's ours?
Yeah, I don't. I think there's a wow. Okay, Jimmy G versus Trubisky, and you know me, I'm not a Jimmy G fan.
You're not a fan of either.
Not a Jimmy G fan. No, but I could tell you the truth about both these guys. If you're telling me I could have Jimmy G or I could have Mitchell Trubisky, okay, that's like saying, Jason, you can have dessert. Great. What can I have? You can have an ice cream sundae with chocolate mousse, with dark chocolate, caramel, and whipped cream and a chocolate cherry topping in the biggest dessert boat you can ever see. I'm like, okay. Or you can have a banana. I would say, I don't know. Banana is fruit. It's healthy. Potassium. No, I'm going with the chocolate. And I don't think Jimmy G is that great, but when you compare him to Trubisky, it's like that. I mean, even if you added Trubisky and made him a banana and an apple and you know, maybe some blueberries, because, you know, it's a superfruit. Even then, I'm like, no, I'd still rather have Jimmy G. Even I mean, if you're comparing him to Mitchell Trubisky, and I know you're trying to make Mitchell Trubisky happen.
Well, I'm certainly not going to let you go into your slanderous mode. That's for damn sure. All right, so we got Cincy, Tennessee.
I thought you were going to say, what if people like bananas? Because that's your normal thing. What if I like bananas? What if I want to have blueberries? What if that's the greatest? What if I went out today and I had that and it was the greatest thing I ever had? Oh, I mean, yeah, that's what I want. Make
look,
it happen.
I do like some granola with some blueberries and bananas there. I mean, I got no problem with that, but I wasn't going to go down that turn. It's in 2022. I'm a little bit more loose and feeling free and unpredictable here. I rant at you far more often on a nightly basis and tell you you're wrong as I can. But, you know, we got eight teams left. All of that work, 272, and this is where we're at. Mm. It all just went away, and five of the six games were crappy. All right, 4.5. Do we give San Francisco Dallas a half? Otherwise, they're blowouts. It's like, all right, next, let's go.
Twitter it out about a fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, coming up next, you know, another thing, Mike, people told me that Mac Jones was better than Tom Brady. People told me Matthew Stafford stunk, and Jason, he can't be an MVP candidate. He had three bad weeks middle of the season. Now I'm talking about Rob Parker. Oh, it's so quiet. You can hear so-and-so urinating on a church mouse somewhere. Oh, Matthew. Everybody told me.
Wait, what?
You know, I don't think
you got that right.
No, but that's
no, that was
line,
wrong
right?
In so 100 ways.
It's so quiet you could hear a mouse urinating in a church, right? That's his whole thing. It's so quiet, Matthew Stafford support. Matthew Stafford was supposed to be this terrible quarterback. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Boy, was everybody wrong. That's coming up next right here. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. 34-11 is your final. The Rams take care of the Cardinals, and it was never even as close as you think. Well, it was like 14-11. No. The Rams jump out to a 21-0 lead at halftime, and they cruise to victory and move on to the next round of the playoffs, and Arizona goes home, and we get a lot on Kyler Murray coming up in a few minutes. But just for a second, maybe Matt Stafford isn't terrible. Maybe Matt Stafford isn't awful. Maybe Matt Stafford isn't someone who, oh, you take the guy out of Detroit. You can't take Detroit out of the guy. Oh, Jason, oh, we can't be an MVP candidate. Look at the three bad games he had in the middle of the season. Oh, look at that. Matthew Stafford tonight, 13 out of 17 for 202 yards, accounts for 3 touchdowns, 2 through the air, 1 on the ground, 41 during the regular season, but apparently they don't count. 4,800 yards passing, 3rd in the league, that doesn't count. Matthew Stafford stinks. Matthew Stafford is doing even more than the Rams got him for, right? I told you the Rams just need him to come and be the guy that he was in Detroit for the past 12 years, right? Throw 30-ish touchdowns, 10 to 12 interceptions, throw for 4,000 yards. That's what they need, right? Because the rest of the team, they're going to figure it out because they got a really good running game and Cam Akers is good and they got a great defense, and then Cam Akers gets hurt and Stafford comes in. And what does he do? He throws for 41 touchdowns, second most in the league, right? In the first playoff game, he's got a quarterback rating of near perfect, okay, 154. Does everything you want him to do. Doesn't turn the football over. Matthew Stafford's good. They got him out of Detroit, and he's on a good team, and look at what he's doing. He is doing even more than what the Rams asked of him. The Rams, we want him to come in and do X, and he's doing X plus Y and a little bit of Z. So it's time to give the guy credit, right? I know it's not going to happen, and because everybody's just going to, as long as the Rams don't win the Super Bowl, I can rip Matthew Stafford. And even if they win the Super Bowl, I can tell you Matthew Stafford still stinks, and they would have won with anybody. Oh, they would have won with Zach Wilson if they won. Matthew Stafford's a really good quarterback. He's on a great team. He should be one of the finalists for MVP. He's not going to win, but he should be. He had a great season. I don't get it. I don't get it. But you know what? All I can do is tell you this is who Matthew Stafford really is this year. He's not the guy that, it just baffles me that no matter what somebody does on the field of play, whether it's the guy can be great, the guy can't be, I can still close my eyes to it and I can say this guy's still a bum. This guy still stinks, this guy. Because Matthew Stafford's got his detractors everywhere. There is nobody outside of L.A. that will say Matthew Stafford's right. He's been exactly what the Rams have needed. Exactly. Exactly. You're telling me, look, they got rid of Jared Goff, and the Lions are like, oh, my God, we got another year of Jared Goff coming. Oh, my God. And here the Rams with Matthew Stafford, they're one step away from the NFC Championship game, and he had a year that Jared Goff could only dream of having. But still, Matthew Stafford's going to get ripped.
Well, you go and you turn the ball over down the stretch, and people fear that it's the signs of things to come, right? What looked like you were on easy street, and all of a sudden, well, things got hard, and some of the interceptions were really just baffling, all right? Let's just be honest about it. I cited the end zone throws that was probably one of the most viral football videos of the year, going, what exactly was he doing? It was cool that he got completely horizontal, like he was being dropped from a ceiling in a Mission Impossible movie and all, but still ended with a really, really bad throw. 41-17 for his career, a 2-touchdown-to-1 interception ratio. He's 5 yards short of 50,000, and you have so many people that from Aaron Rodgers on down, whatever you think of him in a million other things, right? People have their opinions on the guy. You don't discount what Aaron Rodgers has been as a quarterback. We could talk about it on the pantheon of when you get into all-time greats as related, is the Super Bowl really the only thing that matters? Because sometimes in arguments, that seems to be the hill everybody dies on. But when you look at it here, this is the guy that's always cited as one of the best, and that guys love to sit and watch him spin it. I will say this, the return of Odell Beckham Jr. to blonde Odell Beckham Jr. is the greatest turn since Hulk Hogan stopped being part of the NWO, went back to being the real American. That's it. And you see the game that came from Odell Beckham Jr. and really what he's been and what he's meant to this team. So, yeah, but Super Bowl or bust, I think, given the way they went and got Von Miller, the assets they gave up to get Jalen Ramsey, all of those things, that's going to be the perception. If they don't win, someone's got to take the blame. You can't blame Sean McVay because he's a genius. So what do? You trot out what you've been saying about Matthew Stafford for a long, long time. Congratulations to him, though. 185 career starts, including the playoffs. His first playoff win.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. So the Rams go on, and the Arizona Cardinals, who potentially could have been undefeated this year, wind up going home. A conversation we have to have about Kyler Murray. That's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, you are listening to Fox Sports.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.